Good morning. I'm Vineb New. An investigation into a Sunday shooting in Lakewood has become a homicide investigation as a Little Egg Harbor man has died from his injuries. Lakewood police found Dior Randolph suffering from gunshot wounds to his chest on Tudor Court shortly before 8 p.m. Sunday. Anybody with any information on what happened should call Detective Brant Urix at the Ocean County Prosecutor's Office. Congress could approve the COVID-19 American Rescue Plan by the end of the week. Congressman Frank Pallone, who chairs the House Energy and Commerce Committee, says the package will include $6.5 billion in direct state aid for the Garden State, almost $3 billion for towns and counties, and $2.5 billion in school aid.
There's about $7.5 billion that's going to go back to the states for vaccine distribution. There's an additional $5 billion for vaccine and therapeutic supply chain to get those supplies out.
The package also calls for an additional $1,400 for millions of Jersey residents. Six Flags Great Adventure is planning to open up March 27th for the 2021 season. Details on park attendance, limited capacity, and other restrictions are still being worked out, though. It's not clear yet either if their new roller coaster will be ready on opening day. The Jersey Devil is the world's tallest, fastest, and longest single-rail roller coaster in the world. Outdoor concerts could resume this spring and summer. Indoor events, too, now that Governor Murphy has lifted some restrictions on attendees. He has also increased capacity of indoor worship services to 50% and will allow two parents or guardians to attend collegiate sporting events per athlete. Mask and social distancing, of course, remain in effect. Belmar police have found the man responsible for dealing a variety of different drugs in the borough. Robert Clayton was arrested at the River Ridge apartment complex and charged with 40 narcotics-related offenses, including 11 counts of intent to distribute narcotics, including heroin, crystal meth, LSD, MDMA, ketamine, Xanax, Tramadol, Adderall, Carisoprodol, Alprazolam, and methadone. Marijuana is now legal for adults in New Jersey and no longer a criminal offense for minors either under a companion law also enacted Monday. But Monmouth County Assemblywoman Serena DeMasso and other critics say that's not what voters thought they were approving in November.
This bill is not a bill to advance social justice. It is an attack on parenting. This is not about mental health or protecting our children from unaccepting parents. It's simple. It is about underage drug use.
The first time a minor is caught with marijuana or alcohol, they'll get a written warning. A copy of a second written warning would be sent to the parents. Somebody caught a third time would get a referral to treatment. In sports on Monday, Islanders skate by the Sabres 3-2. Wall Street, the Dow rose 27 and closed at 31,521. Weather today, partly to mostly sunny at times, a little windy as well. Wind gust up to 20 miles per hour. Highs in the mid-40s. Tonight, clear skies. Lows around 30. I'm Vineb New on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network.